This is Red FM's News Extra, Cork's brand new daily news podcast.
It's Wednesday. Good afternoon. I'm Lana O'Connor with Red FM's News Podcast. The Social Protection Minister is insisting the changes to the local property tax are being done in the interest of fairness. It's after the government decided homes built since 2013 will no longer be exempt from the annual charge. A new valuation system is also going to be introduced, meaning some homeowners' bills will go up while others will decrease. It comes as experts warn that house prices in Cork could rise by up to 7% as COVID restrictions are lifted. The Irish Examiner reports that Goodbody says trends like working from home, pent-up demand and additional savings built up by those at work during the pandemic are all influencing the housing market and driving prices up. Minister Heather Humphreys insists the government is acting in a fair manner in relation to the changes to the local property tax.
So the programme for government published in June 2020 committed to bringing forward legislation for the local property tax on the basis of fairness and to ensure that most homeowners will face no increase. And it commits to bringing new homes in and which are currently exempt from the local property tax into the taxation system. And I think that that's only fair.
Hoteliers in Cork say they expect the vast majority of their rooms to be full during the summer and beyond. Hotels, B&Bs, hostels and self-catering accommodation is reopening today following a five-month closure. Jamie O'Hara has been speaking to people involved in the sector and has this report for Red FM News.
Fáilte Ireland says the reopening of hotels, restaurants and services will provide a €1 billion boost to the economy. Domestic holiday spending topped €843 million when restrictions eased last summer, up over 52% on the same time in 2019. Robert McCarthy is the general manager of the Maldron on the South Mall. He says Cork staycationers look set to give city hotels their first boost.
What we found was that people were really looking forward to getting back into their city. People from Cork, County Cork. So when we took a look at all of the different counties that came and stayed with us last summer, the biggest percentage was actually from County Cork.
General manager of the Kingsley Hotel, Fergal Hart, says staff are very much looking forward to welcoming guests back.
For us, we've been open pretty much all the way through. We've been looking after essential workers and healthcare workers, but it'd just be nice to really have that activity around the hotel again and to start opening our outlets, just to get a feel for being a real hotel again.
Meanwhile, outdoor service is set to resume at bars and restaurants on June 7th, with the city centre set to benefit from the pedestrianisation of 17 streets. Michael O'Sullivan from Clancy's Bar on Princess Street says businesses and customers alike are relishing the return.
Really important for our industry. People need to get back and engage with hospitality. There's been great demand on Monday the 7th, which is a bank holiday Monday, which is very exciting to go back and trading on a day like that. I hear a few people taking Tuesday the 8th off.
Jamie O'Hara, Red FM News, Cork City Centre.
Catch up on Cork with our new daily news podcast, Red FM News Extra.
I'm Rory on Sport, and the GAA have confirmed that 100 supporters will be able to attend matches in the Republic of Ireland from next Monday. In grounds of over 5,000 capacity, that number rises to 200, and the association hopes to permit 500 fans to games next month. Dressing rooms will be closed for club fixtures. In tennis and at the French Open, among those in action today are the seven seeds, Rooney Williams. The American faces Mihaela Brzănescu of Romania in their second round matchup. In the men's singles tonight, the second seed, Daniil Medvedev, is in action against Tommy Paul. In football, it's been confirmed that LiveScore has secured the broadcast rights for the Champions League in the Republic of Ireland. The sports media company has announced this morning that all 137 games will be streamed live and for free on their service for 3 years, starting with the 2021-22 season. 104 of those games will be exclusive, with 33 games streamed on a non-exclusive basis. The deal also includes the live broadcast of the UEFA Super Cup. While Scotland and England are all in friendly action tonight as they get their preparations underway for the European Championships. At 7:45, Scotland play the Netherlands. At 8 o'clock, England hosts Austria. That's at the Riverside Stadium in Middlesbrough. And at 8:05, Wales face France. That's in Nice.
The five biggest stories in Cork today. This is Red FM's News Extra.
We have now online Aaron Mansworth. The typical hotspots, of course, to fill up will be especially the hotels under his control in the, is it the Trigon Group, Aaron?
That's correct, Mitch.
So before we look ahead, Aaron, what has the restrictions meant for your hotels? You were still able, and I imagine in the airport setting, you were still able to accommodate travellers of necessity, shall we say.
Yeah, I suppose the last 15 months really has been, you know, roller coaster ride, Mick, to be honest. You know, we, in the original sort of lockdown, we had to close fully for a number of months, but we then took the decision to sort of keep our own hotels. We have three hotels open for essential workers, and obviously there was various categories, and then compassionate grounds as well, because where we would have seen business as well was people, you know, who had to drop loved ones to the hospital and unfortunately weren't able to stay with them, so would have had to been close by. So there was a couple of different sort of areas that were exceptions, but primarily it was for sort of frontline workers and then people just who had to travel. So that was your primary focus over the last couple of months. So it's great to be back. Today is the first day that we can actually welcome back leisure guests.
Okay, so in essence, then your bars and restaurants never really fully closed.
Oh, your bars and restaurants. So what you would have had is you would have been able to sort of look after essential services. Mm-hmm. But again, what you were talking about, Mick, to be honest, is you were probably running at occupancies of maybe 2 or 3%.
Yeah,
you know, so
and
you
a skeleton
were,
staff.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, to be honest, with the government supports that have been put in place with the EWS, it allowed us probably keep an awful lot more people employed and at the table than the actual business would have allowed us. So it's been a good balance. And, you know, I'd have to sort of applaud the government for their support. And even the announcements yesterday have been very positive and will help the industry. You know, again, it's about our people. It's about, you know, keeping our wonderful teams in our magic industry, you know, at the table. And we've managed to do that. And I suppose now we can kick on and start doing what we do best, which is helping people create memories again, you know, and that's what we really, really want to. Mm. Because over the last couple of weeks, it's you know, it's been essential workers, people in, you know, that are in keeping the head down, you know, just doing the work and leaving. Whereas now, you know, to be able to mark the missed occasions again, you know, to see proposals happening in the hotels again, you know, to see families coming back in the door, it's magic. And the excitement today and the buzz, it's very, very special, you know.
Okay, I suppose easy to be complimentary of the government when you're opening ahead of the restaurants. That 5 days doesn't make much sense to me. I know we are trying to cover the rollout of the vaccine and leave that program, reach critical mass. But if you weren't opening till Monday and the restaurants were outside serving today, you may not have been so complimentary.
Possibly, Mick, but, you know, I suppose we have to, you know, we are opening, and if it was reversed, you know, I don't know what I would say at this point. But to be honest, listen, it's a couple of days. We are in this together, and there was a reasoning behind it for themselves to do it that way. You know, from our own point of view, like, it's still only opening up to outdoor dining. So, like, we can serve residents, you know, in 5 days' time, but we can't serve, you know, to the general public yet. Same as the restaurants. So, listen, it's a phased reopening, and I think that was the plan behind it. You know.
Yeah. So, what can any member of the public do today? Now they can book any hotel in the country, and they can be treated like they would have been treated in a hotel before the restrictions came into place. Can they sit at the bar, for instance?
No, there's still certain health and safety guidelines in line with the guidelines that were released by Fort Ireland. So certain things like social distancing still applies. So there's, you know, there's a meter distancing in bars and restaurants. You can't sit at the bar counters. It's all table service. There are still time constraints. It's not 100% like before. Like, we still have to remember that, you know, COVID is still there, and that's going to be one of our priorities, both for our team members and for the guests.
Get the Red FM News Extra podcast wherever you get your podcast, or on redextra.ie.